Lord Jesus, you are the mighty King and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord.
Jesus, you are the Son of God. Mary, Christ. Lord Jesus, you are the conqueror of sin and death. Have mercy.
Lord.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting
life. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ appears, your life appears. Then you too appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the Father, death and life have come. Prince of Life who died, the shroud and napkin resting. Yes, Christ, my hope is arising. To Galilee he goes before you. Christ in from death is risen, our new life obtaining. Have mercy, Victor King, ever reigning.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to begin by extending a warm welcome to all of our visitors here for the Mass of the Resurrection on Easter Sunday. Welcome to everyone who is maybe visiting Pueblo, maybe you're back here visiting family and friends, and we're here today. So thank you for being here, and a special welcome to all of those who are participating via our stream on the radio right now as well. Happy Easter to you too. Now, I'd like for you to consider this for a moment. You know, put yourself in the shoes of Mary Magdalene. She wakes up early, heads to the tomb of Jesus, to find that the stone was removed. Imagine her Now, it's difficult for us to insert ourselves in the story with that type of emotion, because we know the end of the story. But imagine what Mary Magdalene must have felt on that first Easter. We can get some sense of this based on how she reported the happenings to the disciples. She said, "They've taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." You know, I think that Mary's proclamation invites us into the drama of today,
The drama of the resurrection and even Mary's words invite us into the drama of a life of faith. They've taken the Lord, and we do not know where they put him. Indeed, there is a sense of confusion in Mary's language. And then she accuses someone of taking Jesus. And she reports this to the disciples, as we heard. And then they go on the hunt. They go on the chase. They go on the quest to find Christ. It begins. They run to the tomb, hoping against hope that Jesus was still there and that Mary was somehow wrong in what she saw. As those disciples, the ones that arrive first, they wait for Peter to get there, and together they enter the scene. But there's one small detail today that I think really speaks to us. It's a small detail about the burial cloth. The burial cloth. The disciples, they found Jesus' burial cloth in the tomb. But the piece of the head, we're told, the piece that covered his head, it was missing. It was somewhere else. It was in a separate part of the tomb by itself. It's as if God is trying to tell us something about a life of faith with such a subtle detail. It would seem to me that sometimes in our life of faith, it can become very easy and even inviting to search for details, to put clues together and to come up with an answer. Now, scholars, they do this all the time. They read something, and then they reread something, and then they question it, and then they reread something, and then they question that, and then they reread, and then they question, then they reread. You know, they investigate. Now, please don't misunderstand me. Don't get me wrong. Investigation and fact-finding are good things. This is the practical use of our God-given intellect and our ability to reason and connect the dots. Those are gifts from God. And so we should exercise reason. God has given us the ability to do that. But as the prayer says, there's a prayer that is prayed when we exercise our reason, and it's praying that we unlock the mysteries of God so that we can grow in greater wonder and awe of God and God's mercy. Unlocking the mysteries to grow in a greater awareness of the presence of God that is everywhere. But sometimes in our life of faith, one can get so caught up in kind of the mental exercise of fact-finding. That is to say that one can get so caught up in their head that the head becomes foreign to the rest of the body. And therein lies the detail in the gospel. Like the headpiece of the burial cloth that's not with the rest of the body. In other words, in our life of faith, when the head starts to tell the heart what to feel, it can become easily... you can easily dismiss all accounts of mystery. And God is both, remember, fact and mystery. God is both. But it can become all too easy to look at the empty tomb of Jesus risen and say, where'd he go? Who stole him? Surely he didn't rise from the dead. Not too long ago, Pope Francis said this, remarking on Easter, and I think it's very, very beautifully said. He said this, and I quote, "To enter the empty tomb of Easter is to enter the mystery which God has accomplished. It is not something intellectual, something we only know or read about. It's much, much more. To enter the mystery demands that we not be afraid of reality, that we not be locked into ourselves, that we not flee from what we fail to understand, that we not close our eyes to problems or deny them, that we not dismiss our questions. To enter the mystery means going beyond our comfort zone. And as we enter the mystery, risen Christ in all of his glory. And so, my friends, entering the mystery of the empty tomb takes us beyond ourselves. It takes us from the doorway of the tomb right into the heart of the resurrection. And when we enter this great mystery, we see, we feel, we experience the joy that awaits us in the glorious kingdom of heaven. And so this day, may the resurrection of Christ the Lord, the victor of sin and death, inspire us to be great messengers of the good news of Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Happy Easter. Please stand. Dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism, that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so now that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew the promises of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and his works and promised to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church. And so I ask you, do you renounce Satan and all his works and all his empty show? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed on us forgiveness of our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord for eternal life. Amen. Amen.
During the sprinkling song, our sprinkling song is number 652, Come to the River, number 652.
Truly, Jesus is risen as he said. Alleluia. In firm faith, we place our concerns before God as Jesus did.
That our Holy Father, Pope Francis, will inspire renewed Easter faith and encourage Christ-based love for the poor of the world, we pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayer.
That the leaders of nations ensure to every person, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the newly baptized and newly received continue their lifelong journey into the Paschal mystery, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those crushed by addiction, depression, and grief rise to new life through the great mercy of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the living body of Christ here nourish the spirits of those who have received the Easter sacraments, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of the parish, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Glorious God, you lift up your Son from the dead. Raise up and hear our prayer that we may praise your glory today and always, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
During the presentation of gifts, we will sing number 494, Love Has Come, number 494.
Prophets hear and call us
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours might be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Exultant with paschal gladness, O Lord, we offer the sacrifice by which your church is wondrously reborn and nourished, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory. They acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Humbly and by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection, ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognize the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with the Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Therese of Lisieux, and with all saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice for reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Stephen, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
To him, and with him, and in him, God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer to one another the sign of peace.
Mercy, have mercy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Our communion song is number 372, of Angels, number 372.
For those who are in the hospitality, send one to you, Julie. Thank you.
Do.
We will now sing number 341, Behold the Lamb, number 341.
For the sunlight, we who live
Let us pray. Look upon your church, O God, with unfailing love and favor, so that renewed by the paschal mysteries, she may come to the glory of the resurrection. Through Christ our Lord. Before the final blessing, there's just one announcement that I'd like to make, and that was I would encourage everyone to please take a bulletin home with you. There is, as always, quite a bit of information that is in the bulletin, but in a particular way, there's a handout that's in the bulletin that is what we're going to be looking at here as a parish over the next 7 weeks. And so have you ever wondered, you know, why do Catholics do what they do at Mass? What is that? And so there's a hand in there that we're going to be looking at different parts of the Mass for about 5 minutes before each Mass over the next 7 weeks. Dive to grow in our awareness, our appreciation, and our understanding of why it is what we do at the service of receiving Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. And so that's going to take place the next 7 weeks. So the handout is in the bulletin. If you're one of those people that likes to read ahead, and then you can take that, read through it, and then next week I'll talk about the handout, and we'll do that for 7 weekends. Finally, a warm welcome again to all of our visitors who are here, and may you have a wonderful, happy, healthy, and holy Easter. The Lord be with you. Bow down for the blessing. May Almighty God bless you through today's Easter solemnity and in result of sin. Amen. Restores you to eternal life in the resurrection of his only begotten Son, endow you with the prize of immortality. Amen. Now that the days of the Lord's Passion have drawn to a close, may you who celebrate the gladness of the Paschal Feast come with Christ's help and exulting in spirit to those feasts that are celebrated in eternal joy. Amen. And may the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God.
Our recessional song is number 172, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, number 172.
Who did once And you've been listening to Easter Mass with Father Michael Chrisman live from St. Therese Catholic Church in Pueblo. Thank you for listening. We now continue with our regular programming.
Wilsonburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad, Southern Colorado's best country music. It's 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Opposition from within President Biden's own party over his plan to ship more fighter jets and bombs to Israel. Maryland's Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says more needs to be done to prevent the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Turkey's main opposition party appears set to retain control over key cities in the country, according to preliminary results from local elections this weekend. The apparent victories are a major upset to President Erdogan, who had his sights on retaking control of major urban areas. Authorities in Indianapolis investigating a shooting that left seven minors with injuries. Metro Police Deputy Chief Tanya Terry says so far no arrests have been made.
Based on the evidence at the scene, we believe there was more than one firearm involved.
She says all of those injured are in stable condition between the ages of 12 and 17. Recovery efforts underway in Maryland. Crews now working to cut up sections of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge so it can be hauled away. This is ABC News.
Another set, cued and ready to go.
Papa love mama, mama love me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the bin.
Today's hot new country, along with all the hits from yesterday. This is KSPK,